TLB Talk Radio. This is episode number 44, and this show, as in all the shows I do on RBN, is sponsored by TLB Talk Radio. The title of today's show, If You Wanted to Destroy America. And again, I will repeat that because I don't ever say anything with hollow meaning. If you wanted to destroy America. Let's get through the intro and we will dive into what is going to be another heavy topic again today, but this is about all Roger brings to the table. I would like everybody to understand that TLB Talk Radio is the sponsor because it is part of the network that I put together with the help of some phenomenal people over the course of the last dozen years. This is a network that allows you to say the things that you know need to be said, and far too many places and far too many people won't allow you to do that today. Part of the reason why I partnered up with the RBN radio network is because John and I were good friends. John Stadtmiller, the guy who founded and owned and ran RBN all the way up until last year about this time, or a little bit before this time. John was also a partner with the Liberty Beacon Project on TLB Talk, which sponsors this. He was the media director for that new project. So please, if you need to say something and you really don't know where you can go to do that today, go to TLBtalk.com, even if it's just to make a group where you can invite your friends and have conversations you know you'll be allowed to have. Doesn't matter to me whether you sit there and have a bunch of social discussions with people about, yeah, I just painted my front door blue, or yeah, I got a scratch in my car yesterday. If you feel you need a place where you can bring your friends or you can bring fellow patriots and have a discussion, this is the place to go. So again, TLB Talk Radio, sponsored by TLBtalk.com. As usual, before I get started, I'd like to say thank you to RBN, to Sam, who is the producer for the show, to Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who is a huge fan of RBN and also replays this show on Thursday afternoon on her network. I do have a show on her network called Eagle's Eye Report, and that's on Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Central. Again, that is Shake and Wake Radio. But let's talk about RBN right now. Let's talk about all of them. I say this each week. I'm not going to go into it deeply because there will be no calls today. Again, I have way too much information to put out. But everybody here understands that you can go to the Liberty Beacon tomorrow if you wish to. It doesn't get a whole lot of traffic to it, but it does have a lot of eyeballs to it in general, because it's published across the Liberty Beacon Project and all of our websites. But there will be an article published tomorrow, and you can, if you have any questions or comments about this show, the show will be embedded in that article. You can leave a comment. You can leave a question. I will personally take care of them. But do me a favor. If you are someone who donates to RBN, do them a favor. Okay, figure out what you donate over the course of a year. Go in and divide that by 12 and make that a monthly reoccurring payment. Why? Because it allows them to formulate a budget. It allows them to understand how much money they have each month to do the things they need to do. It allows them to give you more with the knowledge that they will have the funds to give you more. If all they have to do each month is guess, if all they can do, at what the income's going to be, then they're a little bit hesitant about giving you more. So help make their life a little easier. Help make RBN a little bit better. Go in and make a monthly reoccurring donation. Take what you normally put in over the course of a year and divide it by 12. It's not a hard thing to do. Okay. All right. So, also, RBN is conducting an ongoing book drive. It started November 7th and it's running through January 8th. Donations of $100 or more will provide the donor with an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by the late John Stadtmiller, RBN's founder and owner and a good friend of mine and a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project. Visit republicbroadcasting.org and check the homepage news feed for details or call them at 800-724-2719 extension 3. That's 800-724-2719 extension 3. This will also help them keep the doors open, and it will give you a bit of the memory of John Stadtmiller, who in my eyes was a great patriot and a great friend. Again, I will state that the message I bring to you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Just about everything I tell you, I can back up, or about 99% of it, I can back up with facts. And if I can't, I'm going to tell you I can't. I'm going to tell you I believe this to be true, or I suspect this may be true. If I tell you that, take it to the cleaners. But if I don't say that, then I'm talking about facts. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability, depending on our course of actions, or the course we're being dragged down. Okay? Again, no calls today, far too much information to put out. Everything I'm going to talk about today, you've all heard. Now, do I mean you've all heard in details? No. And do I mean that you've heard a little piece of this in this presentation, a little piece of this in this presentation? Yes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put them all together in one place. And I'm going to show you how this is a scenario, how this is an intended goal, how this has been a plan in running for longer than you think. All right, I'm going to use the same pieces that others use in maybe 20 or 30 or maybe even 40 other radio shows you have listened to, even on RBN. But I'm going to take pieces from each one of them and show you a direction and show you an intent. This is where I come up with the title, If You Wanted to Destroy America. Something I often state. And most of you will remember this, okay? Global governance cannot exist until the cowboys of the world, America, is brought to their knees. This is a fact, okay? You cannot bring the world to its knees unless you bring the cowboys of the world, America, to her knees first, or very close to the front of the line. And we'll get into that a little bit more. Let's talk about when all of this may have started. When the scenario may have kicked into high gear, because it started a lot longer ago than I'm willing to go back. But let's talk about when it really kicked into high gear. Obama spent 8 years getting the ball rolling, weakening the military, okay, infiltrating the education system, destroying the healthcare system, putting a wrecking ball to the economy, etc., etc., etc. This guy accomplished more that you really probably didn't want to see than most people would tend to believe. But again, if you take a look at the way he delivered things, he was charming, he was in your face, and he could deliver a lie just about better than any president I've ever seen stand on that stage or in front of that microphone. Part of the reason why Obama was there was because Obama was somebody who they held sway over. Obama was compromised. And that's not something we'll go into today, but that's a show that I will do. I'm planning on doing a show on how at least the last half a dozen presidents we have had have been compromised and how and to what degree. But Obama was pretty much a puppet. Okay, but he was a puppet who had a brain. He was a puppet that could give you four or five sentences without stuttering or forgetting how to or where the cue cards were or how to find his way off stage. This was a guy who could charm the pants off of you. And he did. Okay? And again, he spent 8 years taking a wrecking ball to America. But how many people do you hear talking about that today? There are people like myself and others who railed against him while he was actually president, okay, who railed against him, who will say, don't you remember he did, or don't you remember he did, but it, for a vast majority of the people, they don't. And the only feelings you have for this guy is how great he was. But he was the beginning of the destruction of America. That's an absolute fact. Look back on the accomplishments or the wrecking ball actions that happened during Obama's 8 years. And if you've got any brains whatsoever, you will see that America was in much worse shape when Obama left office than it was when he went into office. But 8 years, Obama did his due. You're only allowed to be in office for 8 years. He had to go. Hillary, at that point, was supposed to win. Okay? And her 8 years added to Obama's lead-in would have accomplished the goal of bringing America to its knees. It would have happened. This would be her second term. It would have happened. It's not a joke, but it didn't happen. Why didn't it happen? Basically due to an elite or a deep state ignorance of the American mindset. What happened? Trump won. Most of you have to understand, because Trump was crowned, and maybe that's a little bit too coarse of a term, because Trump was the president of the United States, most people tend to forget that there was a lot of cheating that went on in 2016. There were recounts supposedly in this state and this state and this state, and Hillary jumped up and screamed bloody murder, the whole nine yards. It had been taken away from her, but what most people didn't understand is it wasn't cheating being done against her, it was cheating being done in her favor. Why do I say the elite or the blue state, the deep state or the elite or the blues, why do I say they were ignorant of the American mindset? They totally misjudged the American people's affection towards Make America Great Again. They totally misunderstood or misrepresented in their own minds how much people respected Trump. And they totally blew it when it came to how much people actually hated Hillary. So there was massive cheating. Hillary was supposed to win. It was supposed to be rigged in her direction. But the massive drive to put Trump in office was that big that it overcame the massive cheating in her favor. Why do you think she walked up to that podium when she had to concede and she looked like the entire world had been ripped out from under her? Why do you think in her offices before she went on stage to concede, she was literally ripping the hind end off of anybody who came within 50 feet of her? She knew it was rigged in her favor. They just didn't get it right. Never has a president spent, now we go to the Trump years, never has a president spent his entire term fighting to help America while also having to constantly fight to stay viable. Just to stay viable. This is the president of the United States. Well, what am I talking about? How about not one impeachment, but two impeachments? How about constant backstabbing from a deep state? How about Russia collusion? How about? Can anybody here remember even 1 week of the 4 years Trump was in office where somebody wasn't trying to get him out of office? Where somebody wasn't stabbing in the back, where mainstream media wasn't telling you how evil he was, where they weren't telling you how he had colluded with the Russians, where they weren't telling you how he had cheated in an election, where they weren't telling you. For 4 years, they tried to beat this guy into the ground. Why? To keep him from accomplishing anything that he could accomplish. I have never in my 68 years seen a president so abused by his own administration in a lot of cases, by the administrative deep state and by the mainstream media. If it wasn't for the people like me and other people that had actually voted this guy in with such overwhelming numbers that we blew their cheating scenario, if it wasn't for us, he wouldn't have lasted. We're talking about if I or if you wanted to destroy America. They did everything they could to make a sitting president of the United States totally ineffective. Why would you even do that? But it was done. Is there anybody out there who believes I'm exaggerating this? Raise your hand. All right, I'm just kidding. I can't see your hand. But name me, send me a message tomorrow. Show me 1 month of the 4 years he was the sitting president of the United States where nobody tried to stab him in the back or prove that he was incapable of serving office. 1 month, that's all I'm asking. Out of 48 months, just show me 1 month they left him alone. Trump's term, saw the global deep state, or the elites, as we call them, lose a lot of ground already gained by Obama. Obama spent 8 years getting the entire playing field ready for Hillary to come in and pull the finish game, to get it across the goal line. Trump comes in And for 4 years, he manages to accomplish things that drag back from the accomplishment of guess who? Obama. Trump's term saw the global deep state or the elites lose a lot of ground already gained by Obama, and they could not tolerate another 4 years of Trump. Trump had to be legally attacked, discredited, defamed, harassed, harangued 24/7 to drive him out of office if possible, or to ensure he couldn't win a second term, and that would be the least of their prayers. And that's what they were stuck with. Yet Trump accomplished more in 4 years than most presidents I remember in my 68 years, it did in 8 years, including clawing America back to global respect, clawing America back to economic health, clawing America back to a controlled border, clawing America back to energy independence, and more. He did this while they were beating the crap out of him every single day. Say what you want about Trump, and I don't think that this is the coolest guy on the planet. I think that sometimes his mouth overloads his you-know-what. But at the same time, you cannot deny accomplishments that are right in front of your face. I just named 4 of them. I could name 20 of them. And this threw the deep state into a total panic because these were the things that Obama had literally knocked to their knees in preparation for Hillary's home run. Joe Bob had to win at all costs. That's the scenario they were in. He had to win at all costs, and he did. But the cost to American loss of faith in our elections and our system, and the loss of our faith in the deep state government institutions, we'll get into that a little deeper, was ground shattering. To this day, a lot of us look back and we know beyond a shadow of a doubt, massive cheating took place. There's no doubt in our mind. But you're not even supposed to talk about that. It was ground shattering. To this day, we know and we suspect every single election. And now that we're aware of what's going on, we see what's going on. And do you think they would be smart enough not to do it anymore? No. For all of those who are thinking that this is a St. Trump preaching session, wrong. And everything that has already been stated is true, whether you like this guy or not. But it is part of the scenario I need to lay out in order to show you if I wish to destroy America. So let's continue. There is little doubt that the election was seriously rigged, and proof abounds. Lindell has a video showing the internet connections to voting machines across the country. These are voting machines that on voting day were not supposed to, legally, were not supposed to be connected to the internet, yet they were. And they not only show you these machines connected to the internet, but they show you IP addresses that actually connected to these voting machines across America. From the Ukraine, from Italy, from China, from Russia. What the hell are these countries doing hooking up to our voting machines on voting day in America? But yet Lindell was forced into the ground. His company was destroyed. The guy used to sell a whole lot of pillows. Do you even hear about him anymore? Huh? He was destroyed. Why? Because he could prove the cheating mechanism was a reality. So he had to be shut up. And I'm sure it came all the way up to the point where they told him, yo, Mike, open your mouth again. You may not see tomorrow. What am I implying? You take it anywhere you want. But anybody out there listening to this who doesn't think that's true, you're an idiot. What about 2,000 mules with actual videos of drop boxes being stuffed by the same person coming back over and over again, five or six trips, with massive hands full of ballots and stuffing them into the box? How many? How many? Way more than you were told. Okay? We know for a fact the election was stolen, but I just got done telling you it had to be stolen. They had already lost too much ground to Trump because Hillary was so freaking unlikable. Nobody wanted to see Hillary president. And even they underestimated the amount of us that didn't want to see Hillary president, whether they were Democrats or not. So the massive amount of cheating that went on in this last election is beyond anything. We're not talking 2016 now. We're talking about 2020. The massive amount of cheating that went on is provable. But even today, 2 years later, thinking about it brings the heavy, or thinking about it, no, but talking about it brings in a heavy hand of the deep state right down on your butt, on anyone with any following. If you've got a name recognition and you're talking about election cheating, they're going to find a way to sue you, a way to get you into court, something you did 15 years ago, something you did 3 or 4 years ago. They're going to make your life so damn miserable that you are going to say, okay, I'm going to shut up. I'm never going to say anything about this again. Anybody who thinks I'm kidding, you've done no homework at all. 2 years later, anybody who has a name or a following gets a serious smackdown by the hand of the deep state if they're still discussing this. And people like me, I get serious censorship, okay? But I'm of a lesser persuasion. I can still say something like this on RBN. I can still say something like this on the Liberty Beacon. I can still, because they do not figure that we have a global voice. Let me give y'all a hint about the Liberty Beacon Project. If you take our websites and combine them, we get between 130 and 150 million visits a year. And even that's on the low end. It's actually much higher. But I'll take that. I will. The point here is I'm not Mike Lindell. Okay? All right, so you don't talk about that cheating, but that cheating facilitated their puppet into office. So what did we do? We ended up with a president that could not fill a high school auditorium. A president that hid in his basement for about 90% of the election cycle, yet managed to get more votes than any presidential candidate in history. Really? Are you actually stupid enough to believe that? Well, they think you are. And we're about to roll into a break, so I'm not going to jump into the next section. But let me beat that one up just a little bit more. Joe Bob, even at that point in time, 3 years ago, was misquoting, misstepping, and saying absolute lies into our face over and over again. We knew for a fact he couldn't fill up 50,000 people in a stadium like Trump was. We knew for a fact it wouldn't happen. We knew for a fact that when he went down the street was lined by 50 people, 100 people. If Trump's motorcade went down the street, there were 10,000 people, 15, 20,000 people lining that street. But yet this guy was supposed to believe on the highest popular vote in presidential history. Think about that. We'll be back in a minute.
Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I really, really like the way that occasionally, especially when I'm not going to be taking calls, I've got an extra minute or two to play that entire song at the opening of the show. Again, I strongly recommend anybody who has never actually listened to the words, you can go online, you can go on YouTube, you can get the song, you can actually download it with the words. So take a look at it, and I think you'll agree with me that Simon and Garfunkel in the 1960s had a crystal ball. If you look at what's going on around you today, that's about the only conclusion you can come to. So where we stopped off just before the break, so we end up with a president, okay? that couldn't even fill a high school gym auditorium. He hid in his basement for about 90% of an election cycle, yet managed more votes than any presidential candidate in history. Really? I mean, how the hell could you even do that? That doesn't make sense to anybody. He couldn't even do a speech without flubbing it. He couldn't find his way off of stage. But yet, he got more votes, a massive amount, more votes than a guy who would fill a 50,000-person stadium with another 5,000 to 6,000 standing outside listening over speakers because they couldn't get in. There was no room. That's what you're supposed to believe. But you see, I told you, Joe Biden had to win. At all cost, Joe Bob had to win, regardless of what it cost him, regardless of what the deep state had to do, the administrative deep state, the global elitist had to do. But you see, Joe Biden is a compromised individual, both by foreign and domestic entities. Foreign entities such as Russia, China, Ukraine, really hoping that the Republicans are going to do what they say they're going to do, and they are going to bring Hunter's laptop out into the open, and you will start to see some of the issues that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that we have a compromised president. And again, this is via mechanisms in China, via mechanisms in Russia, via mechanisms in the Ukraine. He should not be sitting in the White House. But if Russia knows they've got something on him, China knows they've got something on him, and the Ukraine knows they've got something on him, then don't you think that the deep state, which would include things like the NIS and the CIA and the FBI in the United States, are also fully aware? Why else would the FBI have his laptop for over 3 years, but not one word from them about any illegalities that anybody else who has seen it absolutely can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt blatantly exist? Is that corruption? Is it? Maybe. But if he's compromised by Russia, if he's compromised by China, if he's compromised by the Ukraine and other countries, because those aren't the only three, those are just the top three, okay? Then he is also compromised by the administrative deep state. If I know this, and yes, Roger worked for the government for many, many years. I worked for Raytheon, actually, facilitating DOD contracts. But I was in, like Flynn, with these guys who worked for the government every single day. I spent a lot of time in Washington working with my contacts, so on and so forth. I'm aware of how and why and if. And if these three countries and more have something on Biden, then you know that the deep state in America, the administrative deep state, knows all about it, which means they have the biggest pull over him. Joe, we know you did this. Joe, we know you did this. Joe, we know you did this. Okay? So the administrative deep state is the biggest compromising factor of Joe Biden. His mind only works part-time, but he, because he's being as compromised as he is, will do whatever he is told, whenever he's told to do it, regardless of the negative consequences to his standing reputation. That doesn't come into the picture, people. How many stupid things have we seen him do? Have we caught him doing? How many lies has he been caught in? He's impervious. These do not hurt his reputation. If this was Trump and he pulled half of that crap, he'd have been buried. And I could name a half a dozen other presidents that would have been buried. But not Joe Bob. Joe Bob was not installed to win a popularity contest, and he is not expected to serve a second term. Anybody out there who believes that the Democratic Party and the deep state have a whole lot of confidence in the fact that Joe Bob's going to serve a second term, you're wrong. There may be if they can do enough damage to Trump and Trump wins the, I don't know, the nomination to the Republican Party, they may throw him up against Joe Bob, because at that point, they kind of figure with their cheating mechanism, Trump's never going to win again anyway. I'm not saying that's true. What I'm saying is, how much damage can they do to him between now and the next presidential election? That's what I'm saying. So, again, Joe Bob was never installed for to win a popularity contest. He was installed because he will do what he's told when he's told. And the global elites, the deep state agenda is back on track, and it's in overdrive. They have who they need sitting in the White House, and he is accomplishing everything and anything they wish to have accomplished. Why does Rogers say that? Look around you, especially if you're a baby boomer, especially if you're my age. Look around you and look and see what's happening in America today. Okay? Something else I often state is that there are two things the elites need to absolutely lock in an effective global governance. They need a global economic collapse and a vast reduction in global population. Well, look around you today. Look at everything that's going on. We're not going to get into the vaccine and how many people are dying across the planet. That's another show. Okay? And I will go over that again, and I will beat that up beyond anything you can imagine, probably next week's show. But this show, we're talking about the politics of it. Look around you today. Do you see a reduction in global population? It's actually happening right in front of your face. Do you see a global collapse happening? That is also happening. It might be a little harder to see, but it's further along than global population reduction is. Also consider that the global elites bringing the cowboys, America, to their knees economically would not only set a huge global precedent, but it would also wreak havoc on the entire global economy. You're constantly being told about how the value of the dollar is falling globally. What you're not being told is how much that's hurting economies across the planet in one nation after another. How many of them owe how much to this country? How many of them have a list of stacked up of favors they owe us that all have a monetary value attached to them? If the dollar collapses, if these people can collapse the dollar in America, it will have massive, horrible ramifications on the global economy. So, in that train of thought, what would you need to do to bring the cowboys to their knees? Or to put it more bluntly, what would you have to do if you wanted to destroy America? Gee, the title of the show. How about I give you a short list, okay, of things that are going on around you right now? Destroy energy independence by basically shutting off the petroleum spigot on the puppet-in-chief's very first day in office, causing an immediate price hike in all products and services across the board, and eventually ending coal production. In other words, another surge in inflation. This isn't a joke. This wasn't an accident. Do you think they didn't know that by shutting off the oil spigot and closing down the coal mines, that it would cause massive increases in prices? How do you move things across the country? How do you manufacture things across the country? How do you make things that control, that contain petroleum products across the country? All of a sudden, everything becomes immensely more expensive. Anybody who thinks it was massive spending that started the inflation spike, no! What started the inflation spike was Joe Bob shutting the spigot off the day he got into office. How about you institute massive spending programs? This is the second thing. Like pandemic relief. But how many of you know that there's over $1 trillion still sitting in Washington, D.C. that they got approved for, guess what, pandemic relief that has never been spent? Wait a minute. Not only have we been told that the pandemic is over, But even the House and the Senate have stated they don't want the president to renew that state of emergency. They're saying no. Even the Democrats are saying no. So are we going to get that $1 trillion back? You want to bet it doesn't happen? It's already been approved. What are the Dems going to use it for? They're going to spend it all before they go out of office before the first of the year. They're going to spend it all on bribery. They're going to spend it all on the people that supported them. That $1 trillion will be gone. And your children and your grandchildren will be paying for it. And it is one more nail in the coffin, the economic coffin of America. It won't go back to the Federal Reserve. It won't. Okay. So, how about the college debt relief program? Some saying $400 million, some saying as high as $1 trillion. It's illegal. Even Nancy Pelosi got up there and said it's illegal. And he keeps putting it on hold. All right, so the Supreme Court's going to look at it. Okay, the Fifth Circuit Court's going to look at it. We'll just put it on hold. Every time he puts it on hold, it costs, what, another $40, $50 billion? That's what it costs you and me every time he puts it on hold. So in other words, another huge drain, another huge amount of borrowed money, another nail in the economic coffin of America. We are so close to defaulting, it's insane. But they don't tell you about that, do they? And when we default, if you think the Great Depression was bad, you're an idiot. Well, it was bad, but it won't be as bad as what we're going to see. How about instituting nationwide lockdowns and vaccine mandates for a virus that the Moderna CEO, listen to me, the second biggest vaccine manufacturer on the planet, their CEO admits is no more deadly than the yearly flu. So we have massive lockdowns and massive vaccine mandates for the yearly flu, which is destroying and has destroyed a massive number of medium and small mom and pop businesses, which make up 80% of our economy, thus giving the economy another massive blow. How about severely handicapping our entire economy with yet another global scam, climate change? Okay. The other day, the White House said they are intending to take care of climate change by using geoengineering to change the climate. Wait, what? They're going to fix climate change by using geoengineering to change the climate. How are they going to do that? They're going to spray a lot of things like aluminum into the upper atmosphere to reflect the sunlight away. So I'm going to take away your fossil fuel. I'm going to lock you into renewables, mainly solar. And then what am I going to do? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to dim the sun by maybe as much in some places by 50%, which makes your solar panels 50% less effective. I'm going to take away your fossil fuels. I'm going to take them away. I'm going to force you to use sun power. Then I'm going to block the sun. And for all of you thinking that geoengineering is something new, every time you walk out your front door and you look up in the sky and you see a checkerboard, how many of you idiots get on your knees and say, thank you, God, for the beautiful checkerboard you put in my sky today? Geoengineering has been going on for at least a generation, 20 years. And in some cases, some people think even longer than that. We've been writing about it on the Liberty Beacon for at least a dozen years. But now the president's saying we're going to do it. So now everything they spray up there and all the aluminum coming down and poisoning you and your kids and your plants and everything else, it's now all above board because he told you they're going to do it. He told you. What he's not saying is we've been doing this for 20 years, but now we're going to let you know we're doing it. He didn't say that. How about negate all mechanisms of control put into place over the previous 4 years, meaning prior to Joe Bob, to manage the southern border, thus allowing over 5 million illegals into the country to further burden an already severely hampered economy. What do I mean by that? the cost is about an average of, and some will give you different numbers. From what I've seen, it could be as low as $10,000 per. It could be as high as $20,000 per. So let's say that each and every one of those 5 million people cost anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 per year, depending on each one of their given situations. Well, let me ask you a question. Are you all for spending between $80 and $100 billion a year for illegals? $80 to $100 billion a year. Billion. Another nail in the economic coffin. We ain't even talking about the fact that some of them are known terrorists. We ain't even talking about the fact of the child rapes going on. We're not even talking about the fentanyl crisis. We're just talking about the cost right now. How about we intentionally weaken our military via vaccine mandates for jabs that don't even work, to prevent what they're being mandated for, transmission? We know for a fact, because Pfizer stepped up to say that they never tested these things to see if they prevent transmissibility. We know they don't stop transmission. So we're destroying companies, so on and so forth, because they're telling people, you are not vaccinated, you can transmit, you don't have a job anymore. But everybody who is vaccinated can transmit, but they got a job. What? Also, institute severe wokeism to the point where skilled personnel are walking out of the military and good recruits are nowhere to be found. Do some research into the collapse of the U.S. military currently underway. We already have experts saying the United States military is probably at the point where it can no longer defend the United States from enemies such as China or Russia. Did you hear what I just said? I don't lie. I did that for 30 years. I worked in that industry. I'm telling you, researchers are saying that because of these issues in the last 2 years, the U.S. military may be at a point where it can no longer protect us against our two biggest rivals / enemies. How about you destroy our global standing and respect by unilaterally withdrawing from Afghanistan, leaving billions of dollars worth of first-rate military equipment, leaving American citizens and those who work for Americans who immediately started to get killed as soon as we left because they were considered traitors. They had worked for Americans. Do you know how many of those have been killed? Far more than you're being told. So what have we done? We forfeited our allies' faith and future trust in America. How about, I don't know, spending well over $1 billion in military aid protecting Ukraine borders while totally ignoring the invasion? Yes, it is an invasion, and the governor of Texas has already declared it an invasion of our southern border. So $100 billion to protect the borders of Ukraine, but not even an extra penny to put more people on the southern border to prevent an invasion from happening. 5 million people and counting have come into this country in the past 2 years. Do you think 5 million Russians have gone into the Ukraine? I'll bet you it ain't even freaking close to that. It isn't even anywhere close to that. How about destroying our faith in the system of education by forcing transgenderism in and influence on our children and dividing them with critical race theory, all while threatening any parent who pushes back by labeling them as domestic terrorists or taking their children away from them? Hey, people, the state now owns your children. You don't think you do. You don't. How about further eroding our faith in the supposed fair election system by blatant and poorly hidden cheating in midterm elections, all while censoring and punishing anybody who speaks up and says, this is what you did, and you can't do that? How about committing massive censorship on our voices via the cooperation or coercion of social media platforms and other public media venues like mainstream media? Okay? All of this being done by the administrative deep state. How about weaponizing the administrative state, the DOD, the FBI, the IRS, against we the people and political rivals of the liberal left in a fashion Mao, Stalin, and Castro would be proud of. Explain to me why we need 80,000 more IRS agents, but we don't need more border agents to literally stem an invasion. How about a short list if you're a baby boomer? Answer these questions, okay? Have you ever seen a perfect president? Have you ever had a president where evil didn't rear its ugly head in some fashion during his term? Have you ever had a president where all that has been stated here has happened in less than 2 years with no attempts to right the obvious wrongs or miscalculations? Have we ever had a president who so obviously lies in our face daily with no ramifications or accountability the administration or mainstream media? Have we ever had a president who has rubber stamped, because he is told to, so much catastrophe culminating in massive harm to America right before your eyes? Please take a few minutes. Please think about this short list I've just given you and tell me where this isn't all being done to facilitate, I don't know, what happens if you wanted to destroy America? America is in its weakest state it has ever been in modern times, and it is being steered there intentionally. What president in your memory has actually, I don't know, supported so many catastrophes one after another in this country with no action to any of them? Just forgetting this one, because there's another one starting up. And that gets so bad, pretty soon you forget that because there's another one starting up. America is so screwed up today, it's insane. And I'm here to tell you, it's intentional. You cannot have global governance until the cowboys of the world have been brought to their knees. Look around you, people. I gave you a list of catastrophes happening in America in the last 2 years. I could go through any 20-year period in America's history and not find half of them. We have seen all of them in 2 years, and they are all getting worse right in front of your eyes, not better. We have a president who is doing absolutely nothing but lying to you, and it's not his fault. He hasn't got the brains he was born with. These are the global elitists. And what do they know? America has to go to her knees before they can take over the planet. Look around you, people. I'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for listening.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.